You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. Happy hump day. If you watch all of my Instagram stories, I call hump day hump day. It's like my one of my favorite days of the week. I freaking love that Geico commercial. See, it sticks with you. I'm even laughing about it right now. Anyway, so what an exciting guest we have on today. Today is all about inspiration. The amazing guest we have has had a radio show for over 10 years and is now exploring the world of podcasting, which is so exciting. DJ Sterling Golden is a Boston native, and he's lived in many different places around the country and even the world. And he's back in Boston and about to take off this incredible venture on June 21st with a panel of three other amazing co-hosts. So we're so excited to learn about how he got to where he is and all about the new fabulous podcast, The Sterling Perspective. Stay tuned for Sterling. Napa
Know How. You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
All right, everybody. We are officially back from commercial break and have the amazing, inspiring Sterling, DJ Sterling Golden on the line.
What is good, Jackie Zuckerman?
Love it.
It's a solid day out here.
It is. Well, at least it's getting a little sunnier, right? How does it feel to reverse roles, by the way?
You know, I got to tell you, it's not a bad situation to reverse the tables, if you will, because one thing about them tables, they always turn.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're doing so, and Jackie Zuck up Next on Scene is holding it down, and I am the one who was being grilled in this situation. So we're ready to do this thing.
I love it. Okay, so excited to have you, by the way. Amazing background you have. I know there are definitely new audience members that do not know anything about you. So tell us your backstory and how you fell into the world of radio, and now we will talk about your new venture of podcasting.
Well, I literally fell into the world of radio. No, actually, that did not happen. That did not happen. I survived the whole trial by fire and baptizing by fire, if you will. And that all began exactly 10 years ago. You know, it's literally the story of the life that I've always imagined for myself, you know, because the thing I got to really emphasize with being a part of this business, Jackie, is I knew someday I'd find a place to plug my voice in to something. I knew there was something for me to do out here. That sounds like a cliche, but, you know, it's true. I just couldn't quite figure out where to go to plug that energy into, you know. I was just kind of lumbered around for years, figuring out what my purpose in life was, working, you know, up to what. It was like 30 different day jobs I worked that I just never be happy in any of them. You know, I just literally was working day job after day job, hoping that I could find a calling, but I was never happy building somebody else's dreams in that capacity.
Right.
You know, I needed to be, you know, in a position where I am fulfilling my own destiny. And along the way, if I can help someone else's destiny be fulfilled in the same journey, then so be it. But in this case, I was not here for working as just another name tag or just another number being called on a staff. And ultimately, you know, a series of events that took place was what led to me, you know, finding my way into the business, because I was actually in a really bad relationship about 13, 14 years ago that saw me getting verbally abused every day by this woman I lived with who just wasn't happy with the choices she had made about living in this part of the Northeast here in the USA. And she took it out on me every chance she got, called me names like useless and things like that. And ultimately that mental abuse led to a great deal of depression for me to deal with. And what I had to do, you know, to get around that is figure out what is it that's going to help me get out of that. I knew two things. I'm depressed and one day I won't be. You know, but along the way, though, I ended up overeating big time, eating my depression, as they call it. I was over 300 pounds of depression weight at one point. Mm-hmm. And I had to get myself out of that situation somehow because I was not living on a healthy trajectory. And eventually I found my calling. You know, that sounds, again, cliche, but it fits. It's true. And that was thanks to a dear lady who has since passed away, Anderson Marr, who was the lady who first gave me a chance in this business to kind of find. Yeah, Anderson was the head of Dark Sky Productions here in Boston. She did a lot of alternative music acts. She worked for the School of Rock in this area, helping children, you know, find their rock and roll dreams and making those come true. It was Anderson who first heard my pitch for a new party concept in Boston that celebrated genre equality, you know, a chance for different cultures, different fashions, different lifestyles to get under the same roof and have that situation come alive for everyone together in unison, you know? Mm-hmm. So that party was Legacy, and Legacy began July 3rd, 2009. It'll be the 10th anniversary in a couple of months at the Club Bohemia, actually, Cantab Lounge, Cambridge, Mass, in the USA. And that was my first time spinning live. And it was through those events when I managed to figure out, you know, all the words I was told by my ex all those years, you know, were her opinions alone and did not reflect fact.
Right.
You know, because here we are today, 10 years later, I'm talking to you. And incidentally, you know, it was around this time, 10 years ago, when I had my first interview on the radio, thanks to Lucy Diamond and ILN Radio. And here we are now. I'm still talking about all things Sterling Golden, so I did something right. I'm still at it and still doing this thing. I didn't think it would be more than a couple of months. I thought it would be a quick phase, a quick, you know, flirtation I had with being a DJ and trying to figure out a nightlife career, thinking it would go nowhere, and then after two shows, I'll go back to that same humdrum existence I had before my ex came along. But that did not happen, Jackie, because right. Here we are, and we're living this thing day and night to this day.
Right, and what a great story to tell. That really has created exactly where you are now, which is amazing. Like, you know, you almost have to go through these bumps in the road to really become stronger and become better at what your passion's supposed to be, right?
That's what it's all about, mm-hmm. You know, is figuring out what that passion is, you know, and then doing it with passion, you know, because... Mm-hmm. If you go around forever just working for other people and building their dreams, you'll never figure out your own. You'll be living paycheck to paycheck the rest of your life. I was just working day job to day job and never happy in any of them, and just ended up leaving every single one I ever had because I couldn't quite figure out it took more than a paycheck to make me happy.
Right.
And people don't get that. People don't get that. You know, mm-hmm. It's that. So, you know, having money in the bank, obviously, that's what's going to get you and your loved ones fed, of course, and get you all the nice things that you want in a lot of life. But you got to have the happiness that comes with it, or it means nothing. There are plenty of rich billionaires out there, Jackie, that are miserable and want to kill themselves.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, but mm-hmm. then there's people out there who have, you know, two pennies to their name, and they're happy as hell for something.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't always amount to just working for a paycheck to be happy.
It's so freaking true. And then you also, like, so even outside, so you started your entertainment career DJing, essentially, yeah. Right? And then you blossomed into this 320 Entertainment Boston business. So tell us about those services and what kind of stuff you're doing with that.
All right. Well, you know, I just wanted to first mention that along the way to getting to 320 Entertainment, you know, there was a lot of great life that I got to live as a DJ, and the radio thing happened along the way as well. We'll get to that. But, you know, about 6 years into my run, 320 Entertainment became a thing, you know, because I reached a point where I wanted to start giving back to the business and helping those on the come up, you know, reach their potential and have a platform for themselves. And 320 Entertainment ended up being something I created as a platform to build things like promotional vehicles for upcoming artists, and not only New England, but beyond, platform for the different radio shows we've had for those same artists. Really, it's just become something for artists to kind of stand on and, you know, get amplified, their voice be amplified, their sound be amplified. And that's what kind of a 320 Entertainment has manifested into. It began originally as event planning and that kind of stuff. And we had done that. You know, we had some concerts under 320 Entertainment. We had an event for Boston Fashion Week in 2017 under 320 Entertainment and Makua Swimwear. We did that among other different events, but then it kind of manifested into this label that represents artists that we support in the area on the airwaves as well as live. And, you know, someday you will see more 320 Entertainment events happening under that brand, under that title. But for now, it's become a platform, you know, for artists that I support to kind of take advantage of, if you will. And then again, though, you can't take advantage of the willing. You know, I'm willingly letting these artists right. take full advantage of what I'm presenting to them. So come at me, y'all. Come at me.
So funny. And what is 320? What does 320 even stand for, by the way? I never even asked you that.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it kind of goes hand in hand with the very story I was telling about my backstory earlier on, which is the fact that 320 happens to be the peak weight I reached when I was at my worst depression.
Wow.
320 pounds. And I use 320 as the title because that means for me, I was at my lowest point and I've managed to fight my way out of that, you know, leveling up to where I'm at today. That means for me that anybody out there with a dream, anybody out there with a vision for themselves artistically, you know, they too can be at their lowest point. But all they got to do is lower their shoulder, believe in themselves. It sounds cliche. Once again, it's a lot of cliches here, but they all fit. And lower your shoulder, you know, put in the work, and you will reach, you know, that next level of success that you want. And that ultimately is what 320 means to me. It's kind of a magic number for me.
I love it.
It,
it comes full circle. I love it. It just totally came full circle with everything you're doing. That's so powerful.
Well, it was once a number that made me cringe
right.
to think about negative things, but then I turned that negative into a positive, and here we are today.
Right, but you made it into a positive. That's the key thing, you know.
Well, you've got to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're taking stuff that, you know, brings you down and you're letting it continue to bring you down, all you're going to do is see lower and lower depths for yourself, and you're just never going to, you know, see your full potential because you keep burying yourself amongst depression, burying yourself amongst the things that bring you down in this life. And that is what I don't want to see for artists that I work with. I want to see them continue to prosper rather than thinking, oh, this business is not fair. They only push certain people. You know, I'm never going to get a break and this and that. Well, you know, it all comes down to you, you know, and the work you put in to get yourself over and get yourself out there. And then those who truly are here to fuck with your movement, they will come and find you.
Right.
And they will be the ones to help, you know, make you reach and scale the heights, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be a situation where someone's just going to walk along and find you and say, hey, I have been looking for a depressed, miserable young artist that is not working for anybody but himself, including him or herself. Let's work together because you're not doing a damn thing. That's not going to happen.
Okay. It seems so true, right? Right.
They will come and find you if you are putting in the work, and they're hearing good things about you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it all comes down to you.
Right. Good advice. So really good advice. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, well, I'm full of great advice. So I got
no, you are. You are. You're just full of great advice. Thank you.
That's what I'm told.
So my next question is obviously you, like we said earlier, you've done radio for 10 years. First of all, congratulations on your new podcast that you're launching June 21st, The Sterling Perspective.
We'll be talking more about that in a minute. The Sterling Perspective. We'll be hearing a lot more about that until you're sick and tired of it, guys.
So mm-hmm. my question leading up to that, though, is, you know, obviously, you know, when I came into your show, we were talking about how the world of podcasting has just totally blossomed and radio is still there, but it's just not the same as what it was. So now that you're in the beginning of the transition, what are you finding is different? You know, like what do you first of all, what's making you now fully go to podcasting? And what have you experienced so far that's been different in the process being in radio for so many years?
I mean, podcasting was something that's, you know, been under my nose for a long time. And thankfully, you guys, it's the only thing that's been under my nose for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. So just so you know. Anyway, that being said, yeah, the one time I ever did anything like that, I had the worst reaction to it, but let's move on from that. So we're talking about podcasting here. Now, the thing with that, I used to work for a station called WEMF Radio. They are no longer with us. And they were the ones that were really first pushing the ideas of podcasts on me. And the management at WEMF would erroneously refer to audio clips from radio shows as podcasts. Those were not, in fact, podcasts. They were clips from radio shows that you guys would post on the website and share with the audience, which is cool. But unless you're recording a podcast as a podcast, it's not, in fact, a podcast. It's an audio clip. But anyway, the management there would tell me every day they're content creators. Okay, that's cool for you, but I'm doing live radio. I don't want to do a taped, canned thing that had no soul. That was my original attitude to our podcast. I thought to myself, who wants to hear a taped radio show? That's boring, you know? I want to hear live shit. But then one day, by happenstance, this was about a year ago, I actually just happened to check out a couple of podcasts based on personal interests of mine, and I was surprised to hear that a lot of them were very engaging and very, you know, fresh and different takes on radio. You know, these were different ways of getting message out there. And there were a couple of podcasts out there, in particular by guys like Bruce Pritchard and Tony Schiavone and Eric Bischoff, that were getting my interest up as far as, you know, the art of podcasting. And I thought, you know, this is a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. You know, this sounds way more exciting than I thought it would be. And then I heard about the money they were making off those podcasts, having live podcast shows and these big two-day events based on podcasts and all this crazy stuff. And the fact that podcasters and content creators are now the new celebrity in 2019, which absolutely shocked my old ass, you know, because I, you know, was from a background where people would tool around online and make little videos and they're bored, but then all of a sudden you have social media influencers and YouTube celebrities and people like that who have $1 million homes.
Right.
Rolling based off of screwing around on their home camera?
Yeah.
Making millions of dollars? What is this, you know? So I go, okay, maybe I'm the one who's wrong here. Maybe I'm the one looking at things from an antiquated point of view. So I began to look at Sterlingtology Live, the wonderful morning radio show that Jackie was on, and I looked at the situation, and I'm going, okay, 650 episodes have gone by. I've done this show for years, and it's not lost on me that, you know, times and tastes are changing in terms of how to deliver content and how people consume that content. And I said, you know what? Maybe people just aren't here for live radio on an independent scale anymore, because unless you're, you know, somebody of like a national syndicated platform that's getting morning radio out there across the country, then people just aren't here for it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They want people to have their content on demand and just dictate when they hear or watch the stuff they enjoy, television shows, movies, documentaries, podcasts. People want to dictate their schedule now.
Right.
Yeah, I miss the days of everyone gathering around for a live, as it happens, you are there kind of situation. I miss that, but hey, I miss a lot of things that I will never get back. I miss Superman peanut butter. That was the shit back then, you know? But, oh my God, the best peanut butter ever. My friend Nina, who just graduated from Berklee College, she's a big peanut butter addict. Ask her sometime.
Oh my God, hysterical.
Anyway, peanut butter. So, you know, but anyway, a lot of things that I miss, and, well, the idea of the live you are there kind of thing is now becoming more and more of a thing of the past, unless it's like a major, major thing like the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I looked at it and went, you know what, I've been putting it off for years, been avoiding it for years, but I don't know if I can avoid it anymore. Maybe I should give this podcasting thing a serious look. And here we are, you know, and I just realized that it's just a new way of delivering content that you believe in, and that this is how people want to consume what they're entertained by and what they're informed by. So I decided, and before we get into the Sterling perspective in a minute, we'll get to that, but I decided that when I'm going into podcasting, it's got to be as different as possible from my radio shows. And, well, that leads us into the Sterling perspective, which we'll get to, but yeah. You know, it was just a matter of me realizing, you know, maybe you don't have your finger on the pulse like you think you do.
It's all, learning. It's all learning curve, right?
And evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't evolve in this business, then you'll be out of business in short order.
Ain't that the truth?
Good you know, point. So mm-hmm. I had to kind of accept the fact that maybe I needed to evolve shit. And, well, now we're in that process. So here we are.
So exciting. So tell us all about the Sterling Perspective. What can we expect?
I'm kind of poking and prodding you to get to but, like, come on, talk about it.
Yeah, come on.
No. Okay, here we go. Okay, well, here we go. The Sterling Perspective. So a little background on this thing. First of all, a few of you out there who have been following me on social media and through different forms of media may be aware that the Sterling Perspective is a familiar title to you. Especially my friend Ashley out on the Cape, who always asks me, where's the book, Sterling? And what's the book you're asking? Well, at one point, the Sterling Perspective was to be a book, and one day it still will be a book. You know, Tales from After Dark and How to Reach Golden Career Success. One day you'll have that book in your hands. But for now, it's on hold, okay? And we'll get to it again eventually. But for now, the Sterling Perspective will be the title of our new podcast experience, which premieres June 21st on the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network and on all streaming platforms that carry dope podcasts like Next on Scene, The Sterling Perspective, and others. And the idea of The Sterling Perspective is Sterling Golden and his amazing friends, Iceman and Firestar. No, that's the wrong, that's Spider-Man. It's actually Sterling Golden along with a dope panel of individuals who all come from very different cultural backgrounds and entertainment backgrounds coming together to discuss things that they believe in, okay, things that have them talking, things that have me talking. We come together, we discuss those things for y'all and your entertainment and your informational purposes, and Sterling Perspective is all about that. It's conversations hotter than a $2 pistol, a real take on what's trending in the world news, and maybe even news that y'all are not hearing on that scale that we need to shine a light on. And every now and then, we'll have a guest pull up, and we'll talk to them as well. But the Sterling Perspective will be a very loose kind of vibe, a very fresh kind of vibe, a different take on what I've done with radio. I've never quite done anything like this before. I've never done a podcast thing before in the past, and this is a whole new trip for me. You know, so this is what we're talking about. Now, the panel is super dope as well. We're talking about three individuals that, you know, bring something fresh and new to the table. For example, my man John Afrobeats is new to the scene. He'll be a part of our panel for the Sterling Perspective. He purports himself as the Afrobeats mayor. He's an entertainer and a manager of Afrobeat artists from around the world, several that you need to check out. He'll tell you all about them, as well as the fact that he is quite the music connoisseur, a socialite extraordinaire, you know, a conscious individual and family-oriented, you know, and his fashion game is on point as well, you know. So he's a good man, but be sure to show him love because he's always looking for that. I'm needling him now. Give me love. He'll say he's a good man, though. John Afrobeats, he'll be a part of the Sterling Perspective podcast. And then I move on to another new face in our scene, a great artistic soul, you know, young person that is doing huge things out here. Whitney Oddie is her name. Now, Whitney Oddie is a freelance editorial photographer and a creative director, you know, who works with fashion brands, creatives, businesses, and above all else, a dedicated young mom. You know, her heart's in the right place. She's got a great head on her shoulders, and she, you know, tolerates my crazy. So there's that. And the fact is, Whitney Oddie, you know, someone who actually I met late last year. She was actually running an event at my friend's art space in Boston, photography event, where a lot of it was just like a pop-up situation where models came through, people came through to partake in these shoots. And I happened to be there. I loved her energy. I loved the event. We stayed in touch. And then she came through my show, Sterlingtology Live, back in the month of March, I believe, or April. And we clicked great on the air. And she told me before the show, I'm not a very good talker. And she ended up being way better of a talker than she let on. So I'm like, bullshit, you're a great talker. And let's talk turkey now, you know? So then next thing you know, she's part of the Sterling Perspective squad. And speaking of the squad, well, here's somebody who's been on my squad for a number of years, and I always vowed to her we would do a show together, and now she's going to have to do it, because that's just how fate intervened. Miss Tiara Height is her name.
She's awesome.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, I've met her.
Of course you do.
Yeah, well, so the first time I met you when I moved here, when we did the stuff at, what's that place in downtown? The greatest bar. When
the greatest we met, bar on Friend Street in Boston.
Yep, so when we were all on, you had your own show that day with her, but I had met the two of you that night with SJ.
SJ Torres, hey, darling, how are you, buddy? Oh, my God. God, I miss those guys. Tiara, you know, I'll tell you, she's been at it for quite some time now. She is a renowned event curator, socialite. She is VIP wherever she goes. And you'd be surprised, you know, wherever she goes around town and beyond, people of great fame tend to know who Old Green Eyes is. And the name Tiara Height carries a lot of weight in a lot of circles, you know. And it's really cool to know that we have developed the friendship that we have. I told her years ago that one day you and I are going to do our own show. And she's like, okay, Sterling. Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay. 5 years later, I'm like, remember that night I said we're going to do a show one day? And she goes, yeah, you're doing a show with me now, Tiara. That's not how it went. But I'd like to believe it did. I would never in a million years get Tiara to say yes if I was that assertive with her. But yeah, you know, Tiara and I, you know, talked about doing the show. She was all about it. She was here for it. And next thing you know, we have ourselves the best foursome since Kiss. We're talking about Sterling Perspective.
I love you it. Know? It's going to be awesome. So when you launch, are you going to be like weekly, like for my audience, like how often will you be on?
We're talking about a weekly podcast here.
Nice.
Our premiere episode uploads on June 21st. That is a Friday, the first day of summer. How fitting that start off the summer with something as hot as Sterling Perspective. That's so corny, but hey, look, give me a break.
It's still fun, though. That's good.
Yeah, you know, so the Sterling Perspective will be premiering June 21st, emanating from the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network, and wherever you find better podcasts like Spotify, Apple, or, you know, Podbean, things like that, you'll find the Sterling Perspective. Social media channels open up next month for it as well. And if you think my mouth is running about it now, wait till we get closer to the day, because you're going to be hearing about this thing until you're going to want to punch me in the face, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I've been punched in the face before, I can take it. But trust me, before you do, let me spit out my pitch first for the Sterling Perspective, then punch me in the face.
Right. Let you get your words in, and then they
get get the words in. Okay, take your shot now. You get one, though.
Oh, my God.
You get one. But anyway,
really
that's going
cool
to be happening.
Stuff, Sterling.
We're excited.
Yeah.
We're excited, you know? I mean, this is the first time I've done a podcast, and I said, if Sterling Gold is doing a podcast, it must be bigger, it must be better, it must be better than the other podcast out there. With all respect due to all podcasts, you know, now I'm throwing my hat into the ring, you're gonna have to live with that.
But you know what, each one like has their own take. Yours is the Sterling Perspective, and that's what they're gonna get when they listen, right? So it's gonna
and
be
that
its
name
own
has
unique.
So many different connotations too. People think when they hear the Sterling Perspective and there's four people, they're thinking you're gonna do a show called the Sterling Perspective and let this guy run all over you. No, man, it's not the way it works. The Sterling Perspective has many different connotations, because even though my name happens to be Sterling, there's also, you know, different meanings to the word Sterling. And really, we all carry a Sterling Perspective in our minds,
mm-hmm.
you know? So in this case, it's Tiara's Sterling Perspective. It's Whitney's Sterling Perspective. It's Mr. Afrobeat's Sterling Perspective. And it's Sterling Golden's Sterling Perspective. And we all come together, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's really what this is all about. It has many different meanings, that title, you know.
That's good,
and
though.
You'll learn that, though. You will learn that once we get into the flow of things. And we've been having a blast so far. We've been sitting down for weeks now, you know, talking about not only the podcast but ourselves. And we've been clicking really well. You know, just the other day, in fact, I let the IGTV run for a few minutes and people could kind of get an idea of what things are like at the roundtable. And kind of saw how we contain our crazy to amongst ourselves. And, you know, you can have a little bit of an idea of what our chemistry is like.
Right.
But it's just amazing to me how it all happened, because, you know, John was a guest on the show. And then Whitney was a guest the day after John. And it all kind of came into my head and went, you know, I wonder, like, there was a good chemistry there. I wonder if there's something to that. And here we are today talking about this show. You know, I'd never dreamed that the four of us would get along this famously, this quickly, but it's happening. And it, as is another cliche coming up here, watch out for it, it's taking on a life of its own.
Yeah.
You know, so that is the fourth cliche I've spewed today. You know, it's a record for me. But yeah, you know, that's the story perspective. Watch for it. Premiering June 21st.
That's so exciting. So, Sterling, sure. You're doing great stuff. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. So I want to play some Game Time.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. There's no limit to answer them. I don't have a time or anything. It's just a fun way for all of my audience to get to know you, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay. This could be dangerous and scandalous. Let's find out.
Drum roll, please. No, I'm serious, though. So, Sterling, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Guys, if you follow me on Instagram at DJ Sterling Golden, there's my plug, then you would know what my favorite food is. There's actually a couple of different ones. So it'll be a tie. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Totally fine.
A tie is okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, let's go with breakfast first because it's the most important meal of the day. If you ignore the meal of the day, make sure breakfast is the one that you get at, okay? Otherwise, your day is going to suck. Well, chicken and waffles has been my crack for years now.
Love it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. There's a place in Boston, here's a cheap plug here, the Hen House, that has the very best chicken and waffles that's not made in my kitchen. And if you ever find yourself around that area of Boston, give them a shout. Check out the chicken and waffles, you know, recipes and menus and things like that. They have great stuff going on. So there's that. And when it comes to dinner time, well, when I'm really feeling like breaking records of gluttony and making myself feel shameful, one place for me, and that is in front of an aged bone-in prime ribeye.
Ooh, talk about two different extremes there, my friend. I love it.
Well, you know what? They both have one thing in common.
What?
It both make you feel super ashamed of yourself when you're done.
I love that. Love that analogy. That is probably valid, but it's worth it in that moment, isn't it?
Well, the bone-in prime ribeye, you know, it's like, okay, there are also the porterhouse. Now, I've never done this, but it's big enough for two people, okay? I guarantee you, though, if ever a night comes when I'm hungry enough, I could sit down and probably knock out one of those porterhouse steaks for two people by myself. Like, I don't know what you know about the story of Andre the Giant and his consumption of food.
No, I don't, to be honest.
Andre the Giant would basically point at a page on the menu, and that would be his dinner. And if you sat with Andre, you had to sit there with him as he consumed up to 8 hours of food. And to be a good neighbor, you had to sit there and smile and let him be unbothered. And when he wanted his beer, you gave him a trash can full of ice, water, and beer.
Oh, my God. That's freaking hysterical.
So that could be me if I'm hungry enough, but I'll never do a page. But a porterhouse for two, one day I will challenge myself to my levels of gluttony and see if I can master that.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. Thank you for sharing. Laughing over here. That's freaking hysterical. Oh, my God. So, okay. Next question. If Sterling, because you're such a sunglasses guy to anybody who knows you personally, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
If I could wear one outfit for the rest of my life, you know, there's different looks that I love, you know, and different looks that I rock, but nothing in this world for me, you know, beats that crisp, custom fit, you know, custom cut suit that, you know, is tailored to your specifications, that, you know, hugs you like a, like something made of silicone and rubber. And it just feels like it's, you know, meant to be on your body from birth. You know, it's like you have the tie in place. You've got everything. You have your watch in place. You've got everything, a good pocket square, you know, and you're dressed to the 10s and the 11s and the 12s. And, you know, your shoe game is on point. You've got to, you know, dress the part of how you feel.
I love it. So what would be your color of choice? What color suit?
Oh, nothing beats a black.
Yeah, so you want the classic.
Nothing beats a black. Yeah. You know, it's like you know.
So you could hold it down. You could hold it down for any occasion with that one outfit. Got it.
Totally. Black custom suit, you know, tie to match, you know, white shirt underneath. It sounds basic, but, you know, nothing wrong with being a basic bitch once in a while.
Exactly.
You know?
I was just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. I love it. Love it.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Okay. Go on.
Okay. Next question. What is your favorite TV guilty pleasure?
A guilty pleasure. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing about that term, a guilty pleasure, is if you love something, if you enjoy something, what's there to feel guilty about?
That's a good question. That's a good question to ask me. But it's still like something that just you shut off and it's like you're guilty, like you enjoy it and you just don't care.
Oh, no, for me, it's like there is no guilty pleasure in my life. If I enjoy a TV show and somebody walks into that room, I'm not shutting it off. I'm not pulling them in and say, watch this.
Right.
You know, because I enjoy it legit, you know. But anyway, by the description of what you're saying, I know what you mean. Guilty pleasure, meaning the kind of thing that is not typically accepted amongst, you know, cultural circles, things like that. Am I right?
Right. Essentially, yeah.
Okay. Well, if we're talking about that kind of thing, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of tough because there's a couple of different shows like that for me. But if I were to really put my brain to work here and think about shows that I consider to be a guilty pleasure, I mean, that's kind of tough, actually, you know, because...
I can tell you're struggling because you're trying to justify answering the question.
Well, no, I'm thinking about what we're considered to be a guilty pleasure to me. That's the one I'm thinking about. Like,
right.
Several shows that I've liked throughout my life, but what would I consider to be a guilty pleasure? You know, it's a tough call, but I don't know. I mean, wow. I got to think for 1 second here because, I mean, growing up, I liked, you know, shows like Three's Company and The Jeffersons. You know,
The Jeffersons, too. That's a good one.
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, growing up, those are the shows I liked. And as far as television shows today, yeah, it's a tough call, man. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of shows these days that really appeal to me. However, I will say a couple of times I have checked out Power.
Oh, I heard Power, you know, was really good. Yep.
It is, but, you know, they, of course, play up a lot of stuff for television, you know, dramatize a lot of it. But from what I saw of Power, I guess that would be the closest I could come to a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
You know, because it's the kind of show that I may check out for morbid curiosity's sake, but not the kind of show I would admit to being a fan of.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So I guess Power would be the one.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. next question. I love how it took you about 2 minutes to answer that question, by the way. Just saying.
Next there's question. A lot of, I mean, guilty pleasure, you know, that's a tough one for me.
I'm just picking on you. It's totally fun. Okay.
I know.
What is your favorite destination of choice that you've been to and one you that's on your bucket list?
Well, let's see. I mean, destination of choice. I mean, that's such a broad thing for me because there's so many different places I've been in my life that I never thought I'd get to be in. Like, I lived in Campina, Sao Paulo in Brazil for like 6 months. And that was a great situation in my life, great experience. I realized, you know, half a year in, it was not home. And other factors at the time that were happening over there causing me to move back here to Boston. And people think I'm crazy for that. They're like, you were in a paradise and you came back here? You know, why would you want to come back here? I'm like, because it's home. Wow. Yeah, but, you know, so that happened. You know, but so I guess a destination, I mean, I can't really say anything more than nothing beats being home.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing beats being home, you know? As wild out as Boston can be, there's a reason why it was once called the hub of the solar system.
Truth.
You know?
Good point.
It's a city where you can be your best because the best is all around you.
I love that.
You know? And that's really where I'm at, you know? So for me, it may not be the most adventurous answer in the world, but, you know, I can travel anywhere and everywhere in the world and still say to myself, this is cool, but nothing beats being home.
Right. That was, you know, really sentimental. That was very nice.
It's true, though. You know, my career started here. My family's here. Mm-hmm. Every, you know, almost just about every crazy adventure lived in this life happened here. And there's nothing wrong with that. I hear the stigma about people who never leave their hometown. I'm like, well, that's bad if you know, if you don't ever grow, if you don't ever progress, that's bad. But if you grow and progress and you become, you know, beyond what you were meant to be, if you did it at home, by God, then you lived the dream because you managed to keep your home life and keep what you know and still scale your personal heights. Who can say they've done that?
It's a good point. Not a lot of people would. Yeah, really.
Bucket list, Japan.
Japan
because
cool.
Japanese culture has always fascinated me. And, you know, I see so many things about Japan that make me want to explore that part of the world. It's just a very fascinating part of the world and a culture that I want to immerse myself in more. And not just artistically, but, you know, just everything about it, you know. So one day I'll make my way over there and they'll have to deal with me. Mm-hmm. You know, how that lasts. But that's going to happen one day.
It will. You know, it will. Yet, it seems like everything that you put out there, you get back. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
I love it. Exactly. So you're such an inspiring guy doing great things, I want to close out with one final question.
Sure.
If you could pick somebody dead or alive to have dinner with, who would it be and why?
Well, the people that I would have dinner with, I could actually name a few of these actually for you because, well, they're all neck and neck with each other. Mm-hmm. As far as dead, deceased, no longer with us, that would be Stan the Man Lee. You know, the purveyor of Marvel Comics Group. You know, Stan Lee is someone who created a universe of imagination and a universe of endless possibilities for anybody of any age to lose themselves in. And all these characters we live vicariously through, like the Amazing Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk and Captain America, the Black Panther, the Avengers, the Fantastic Four. And he said it best, you know, I mean, somebody said it best in that first Spider-Man issue, because some people argue over who said this, but with great power comes great responsibility.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, and I usually credit that one to Stan, even though I may not be accurate. I'll check later. I'll Google that and see if I am. But, you know, the thing with me is Stan Lee represented a part of my life, you know, my boyhood, that, you know, he helped create this whole Marvel universe, and I was that kid with the Mego World's Greatest Superhero figures with the cloth costumes. I had my collection of them, and those were characters that Stan Lee created, Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, so on, Hulk. So rest in paradise, Stan Lee. I would love to be able to, you know, somehow one day, you know, pick the man's brain over, like, whatever it is he liked for delicacy and see what he has going on. As far as living is concerned, well, let's see, a couple of recording artists that I've always had a great affinity for that I would love to be able to sit down with and over a dinner and discuss things one day. One of them being MIA. She is someone that I consider to be an inspiration. She is a refugee, fashionista, legendary rapper, and activist that has made great things happen for the world of hip-hop and the people that she has supported, the Tamil community. And to this day, you know, she represents strength, represents truth. Documentary films she did called Matangi Maya MIA a couple of years ago, got a lot of awards and acclaim, represents her story. And she is someone who I would love to be able to sit down with and talk about the world, talk about what makes her tick. That would be something huge for me. And then finally, a gentleman that I briefly rubbed elbows with a year and a half ago, but it was very brief, but I have many stories of him, Gene Simmons.
So cool.
Okay.
Great choices.
Gene, you know, the co-founder of the hottest band in the world, Kiss, and by the way, their End of the Road World Tour grossed $58 million on its first leg past 3 months. It's their final tour ever. So, hey, big love to Kiss for that. But Gene, you know, represents to me not only a band that made me love music in the first place, but also his work as an entrepreneur and a businessman has been inspirational to me as well, because the way he, you know, believes in the art of, you know, bet on yourself, invest in yourself. Maybe delusional, but who better than you to believe in you?
Right.
You know, and he built an empire for himself that rivals any Kardashian, that rivals any, you know, self-made entrepreneur in entertainment or in music or in fashion. And he did that, you know, based off the idea that he, you know, was brought into this country by his mom as an immigrant that worked from boyhood selling little fruits to commuters to support his mother.
Right. Crazy.
You know, a World War II survivor, Holocaust survivor. So he has had that work ethic his whole life, and he's tireless. He'll be, he's the one that taught me all about sweat equity and about respecting the grind, you know? So for me, he's more than just a fire-breathing, blood-spitting, base-pounding demon. He's also an entrepreneur extraordinaire.
Right. Well, you know, you picked some great ones, Sterling. Thank you so much for coming on today. You are so awesome. Tell everybody how they can follow you on social media. Also, tell them your social media links again, please.
Well, this is your permission to stalk me, guys. No. well, this is the thing. If you don't know by now, well, it's DJ Sterling Golden on Instagram. And on Twitter, it's DJ Sterling Golden with one G. Okay? So be sure to make sure to not screw that one up. And you can find me that way. Beware of any parody accounts out there. A couple exist of me. But you'll be easy to figure out which one's the real me. But in any event, you guys, yeah, that's how you can find me. And again, the Sterling Perspective social media accounts will be opening up next month.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sterling. You are such an inspiration. You had so much knowledge to share, and everybody definitely needs to check out the Sterling Perspective. So exciting.
That's a scary thing to be an inspiration to somebody, because that can be a bad influence.
Oh, my God. Just take the compliment, my friend. You did great.
I am.
Good.
I'm messing with you.
Good.
I'm
know you are. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Sterling. Such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome. And thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.
This spring, get the amazing iPhone XR on us when you bring your family to T-Mobile and trade in your old device. You'll be snapping, streaming, and sharing to your heart's content. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile and get an iPhone XR on us.
Via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax. Qualifying trade-in, service, two or more lines and finance agreement required. Contact us before canceling or credits stop and remaining balance due. 64 gigabytes zero down plus $31.25 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $749.99, 0% APR, one offer per account.
Napa know-how.
Right now at Napa, grab a 5-quart jug of Mobile One full synthetic motor oil for just $28.99. It keeps out harmful sludge to help reduce wear on your engine, which is important if you like cars that, you know, run smoothly. So keep your engine healthy with Mobile One, now just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/19.